Hello, everybody. This is Bond Girl, and I am here to record the talk part deux by Rob1514 Deep Voice. I'm looking forward to this. I promised him that I would basically record any kind of questionnaire that he ever posts because the first talk was excellent. I'm sorry, getting comfortable. So I promised him that I would record this. The first one was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it, and he has some good questions. And this part is only half as long. However, as he states, the questions are harder, and that some are risque and will challenge your honesty. Interesting. I'm really excited about this. We'll just see how it goes. So, without further ado, twack two. The twackening. Dun dun dun! Number one. Some GWA members listen to audio posts while at work. Have you ever listened while driving? Where else do you listen? First of all, I think I should probably put a disclaimer out there before I answer these questions. I was having really bad allergies today. Sorry, let me fix my microphone here. So I took like two Benadryl this morning and passed out for like 7 hours, and I'm still kind of groggy and So here we go. This is gonna be interesting. Oh God, I should record this on a different day, but oh well. This is the real me. This is the real me, y'all. All right, back to number one. See some. Okay, this is gonna suck. All right. Some GWA members listen to audio posts while at work. Have you ever listened while driving? Where else do you listen? Yes, I listen while driving quite often. It breaks up the monotony of my commute. I have a long commute to and from work, and I just like listening to it while I'm driving. It's in, some people like audiobooks. Some people like listening to NPR and talk radio. I like to listen till y'all get off. There we go. To each their own. I also listen while running errands. Yesterday I listened while I was at the grocery store. That was interesting. Shy guy, you know what I'm talking about. It was difficult, but that kind of makes it fun to me. I like knowing that I'm listening to such dirty, raunchy things, and I'm getting all like flustered, but I have to maintain my composure because I'm in public, and no one else around me knows what I'm listening to. They think maybe I'm listening to just like Taylor Swift. I don't know. I don't really listen to Taylor Swift, but they have no idea. They have no idea that I'm listening to someone just spew dirty, filthy things in my ear, and they don't know that I'm getting wet. And then I'm about to like rush home so I can get off. It's very exciting to me. Number two, have you ever ended sex because it was so bad? Tell us about your worst sex partner, why it was so bad, and what you did about it. I think, at least in relationships, I know we've gotten to the point where we're like, it's just not happening tonight. So it's, I don't think I've ever had like, I don't want to say that I've had like the worst sex partner. So my idea of a worst sex partner would be one where there's just chemistry isn't happening and there's no compatibility or you want different things. Oh no, you know what? Yes, I can think of one time. This is a good example. At the time, I was not dominant. I thought I was just purely submissive. I wasn't used to being dominant at all. I didn't know how to do it. And my partner at the time wanted to be dominated. He wanted to do some kind of non-con fantasy. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it for you. You know, let's try it out and we'll see how it goes. And it just wasn't working. part of me thinks he wasn't completely in his role at the time either. He wasn't really playing it, but at the other time, I was just like, I'm just not feeling this. Like, I cannot get into the proper headspace here that would require me to be able to enjoy this at all. And it looked like he wasn't enjoying it either, and that's what gets me off, is seeing my partner enjoy themselves. So I couldn't do it, and finally I was like, we had to stop. We can't do this. I was completely turned off. I felt horrible because I wasn't able to like fulfill his fantasy, and it took us a while to be able to kind of get back into the swing of things after that. So that's one example. But I don't think I've ever ended sex just because it was going poorly. I've tried to enjoy it, whether it's speaking up, saying, "All right, let's try something else. Let's do this." I don't think I've ever just decided, "Hey, I'm gonna fake it so we can end it and get it over with." I may have tried to encourage my partner to go ahead and hurry things up in some way, usually by doing, what I know gets them off really early on. So yeah, I think my idea of having a bad sex partner or the worst sex partner would be, again, where no chemistry, no compatibility, sexually speaking, and maybe no passion. You're just not into it at all, because enthusiasm really is the best thing. Number three, if you accidentally find a very attractive person masturbating or two very attractive people having sex, and there's no chance of you being seen, would you masturbate while you watch them? How long would you watch? First of all, fuck yes, I would watch them. Damn. But as much as lately I've been told that I'm a bit of an exhibitionist, I think mostly because I record here, I am also quite a bit of a voyeur. I like watching. I enjoy watching. Very much. And yeah, I think I might masturbate a little bit, or at least just touch myself a bit, but I don't think I would go to the point where I'd get off with them just, well, there's no chance of being seen. Yeah. Yeah, I might. Oh God, number four. I was dreading this one. I was really dreading this one. Okay, have you ever had a kissing cousin? If not, do you have a relative or relatives that you would fuck if they were not related? Number two, the second part of this question, I'm just gonna state right out there, fuck no. Frankly, my family, really my extended family, is just, it's really not that attractive. Yes, I think my female cousins are very pretty. I think they're pretty. I'm not attracted to them in any way. My male cousins, bleh, no, no, no. I have had a second cousin hit on me though, at a family reunion. Family is Southern. So, I didn't realize he was doing it. I thought he was just being weird at first. And then my brother kept shooting me glances, and I was looking at him every time this guy would say something to me. And finally, I asked him, I was like, is he? And my brother goes, oh, yeah, definitely. It was so awkward. It was really. And finally, I told my mom the next day, and she was like, what? No. I was like, yeah. And my brother goes, Mom, yeah. Yeah, he was definitely hitting on her. It was so weird. Granted, I barely knew this guy. He was a second cousin. I didn't know him well at all. So, still, though, just no. Okay, the first part of this question. Yes, I have kissed a cousin. We were about 6 or 7 years old at the time. He's 6 months older than me, so we're really close in age. And I just wanted to kiss like regularly, like I just like kind of thing. And he kept trying to like shove his tongue into my mouth. And at the time, I was like, "Ew, gross! No, stop! That's so nasty. People don't do that. That's not normal." And so we had to end up like compromising, where he's like, "Okay, we'll kiss normally for this long, but then you have to kiss me this way for this long. And so finally I was like, okay, I guess. And so we thought we were being so sneaky, like putting our heads under the covers and stuff like that. And his mom was like, guys, stop. It was awkward because I think they all knew, but they were like, God damn it. Like, this is the last fucking thing we need. And then same cousin later, when we were like maybe 11 or 12, we were like cuddling in the back seat of a car or something. And I think we, at the time, kissing was like too taboo. So we, especially because we knew, we knew more that it was wrong, and that, we shouldn't have been doing that. But we still, I think, liked the closeness of having another person, maybe. So we were on like a long road trip, so we were just kind of like laying on each other type thing and being close. But I don't remember there being anything more than that. I mean, we weren't like groping each other, we weren't touching each other, so it was all very innocent. But yeah, still looking back on it and seeing him now, I'm okay, anyway. Moving on. Oh, this one made me smile, Rob. Thank you. Have you ever talked to a GWA recording? For example, when Dirty Girl Secret or Bond Girl Audio GW asks if they may suck your cock. Llewellyn asks, a Fluellen? Llewellyn? Llewellyn? I don't know. Crazy Welshman. Asks if you need extra tutoring. Do you nod your head or otherwise answer them while you are touching yourself? Yes, I talk to recording sometimes. Most of the time I'm able to resist it, but sometimes I let myself go and I'll end up saying something like, especially if it's like a daddy recording, I'll say, yes, daddy, or I will say, yes, sir, or I will quite often moan or whimper. Whimpering is definitely when there's a lot of teasing in the audio, I will whimper. And I will answer. And say usually things like yes, please, or please don't stop, kind of thing. So yeah, definitely answer audios. It's just one more way to feel connected to the poster and have more interactive porn. Six, when you are checking out someone, where do your eyes go first, second, and third? First goes the face. I really, especially if they're smiling or laughing, that's where my eyes are drawn first. And then, so I like their eyes. I look at their eyes and their mouth first. And then I guess I will go to their chest and their shoulders. Or if they're facing away from me, their back, definitely. And then, so this is for guys. And then for and then I'll go I guess my eyes will go down to their ass. If they're wearing like nicely fitted pants, then yes, my eyes will go to their ass or their crotch. But mostly I check out their hands too. I have a thing for hands. And now for women, I'll look at their face, like their eyes and their lips, definitely their hair. I will definitely look at their hair. I will look at their tits and their collarbone, their clavicle, and their ass. Yeah, but then usually after those initial things, I go back up to their face. Especially, like I said, if they're smiling or laughing, I will definitely check those out a lot more than anything else. Unless they're wearing something where it's obvious that they're very confident in what they're wearing. And then I will shamelessly check out their tits and ass over and over again. At the same time, though, I know I frustrate my friend when we'll be looking at hot girls, and I'll be like, oh my god, she's wearing such a cute outfit. Oh my gosh, she has really nice fingernails. Oh my gosh, I need to get a manicure now too. I love their shoes. Oh my god, their hair looks so nice. It annoys the fuck out of them. It's like, no, just look at their tits. Sorry, I'm still a chick, all right? Number seven, have you ever had a professional give you a lap dance? How exciting was it? Were you hard or wet? If you haven't had one, is it something you would like to have? Sadly, no. I have never been given a professional lap dance before. I had a boyfriend. I wonder if this is one reason why male strippers are kind of weird to me. Don't get me wrong. I love ogling at, naked thrusting men, just like the rest of the red-blooded hetero and bisexual women out there. But for some reason, it just feels so awkward to me, and I blush like fiercely, and I get like nervous, and I get the nervous giggles, like, oh my god. Magic Mike watching that was an experience for me, but I would love a female stripper to give me a lap dance. Oh god, I would love that. It'd be so fucking sexy. So yeah, I want to go to a strip club. I want to get a lap dance. I think that would be just be so fucking hot. I think I'd get very excited, very turned on, and very wet. Eight. This is a three-part question about age and sex. How many years older than you is too old to have sex with them? Hugh Hefner. It really depends on the individual. The oldest person I guess I've been with, they were 8 years older than me. But I'd go older, absolutely. I think I have a thing for older guys sometimes. They're sexy because they've already been through, a lot. They've learned a lot in their life. They know what gets them off, and they know what they like. They know how to get what they want. But also, they are much more focused on their partner, because they usually get off on the enjoyment of their partner. So, yeah, it's sexy to me. So I think maybe. As long me maybe as long as they like weren't too much older than my parents. Wow, it sounds weird saying that, but again, it depends on the individual. Like if I get along with a person, yeah, sure, why not? Especially if we're sexually compatible. B, how many years younger than you is too young? Oh. Let's say if they can buy their own drink in a bar here in America, then we're okay. But again, that would just be like a casual thing. I don't know if I could date someone that young. Just we would just be in different places. Yeah, I'd have like a fun casual thing with them. I'd hang out with them. It'd be like a friends with benefits type thing. But again, I don't think I could be in a serious relationship with someone. Again, depends on the individual. Who knows? I may meet someone who I connect with really well, who's that much younger than me, which isn't, I'm not calling myself old, that's not a huge difference, but yeah. Oh, this is an interesting one. In the United States, the age of consent is generally 18. If you were to travel to a country where the age of consent is 16, would you even consider having sex with a 16-year-old in that country? Why or why not? No, I don't think so. Only because the difference in maturity at that age, the fantasy and the taboo of it, I enjoy that. But I don't think I could ever actually sleep with someone of that age. I don't think that they're, mentally and emotionally mature enough. Nine. Is there a sex position or kind of sex, for example, anal sex, that you told yourself you would never do or enjoy and ended up doing it anyway? What was it and did you enjoy it? I guess anal sex. The first time I tried it, I was with someone who really wanted to try it, and it was horrible. We hated it, or I hated it. It was painful, and it wasn't done right, and I hated it. I swore I'd never do it again. But then I was with someone else. Funnily enough, it was his best friend. Oh, that makes me sound so bad. Actually, this is the story I told you recorded. Basically some of the hottest sex I ever had. And so he took his time, he knew what he was doing, he was more experienced, and he warmed me up first and took his time, and he was rather well endowed, so it was, I thought I was gonna be in a lot of pain. I didn't think I wanted to do it, and then finally, like, I'll just try it, and I loved it. It was excellent. I really enjoyed it, and I didn't think I'd enjoy anal that much, but I really do now. 10. Have you ever, quote, stolen a boyfriend or girlfriend from someone, or found yourself inappropriately attracted and flirting with the significant other of a close friend? No, I've never stolen, quote unquote, a boyfriend or girlfriend from someone. Inappropriately attracted and flirting. Yeah, probably. Where we were all drinking and stuff, and I'd flirt. And I'm still good friends with that person now. Not the friend, but the significant other. I'm friends with him now. And yeah, so he and I would flirt, but it was all kind of, it was probably crossing a line, but we knew nothing would ever come of it. So I think we kind of felt safe in that regard. Yeah, so I guess I don't know if I would do that now. We were quite a bit younger when that happened, but I think flirting can be quite innocent, but it can go too far sometimes, so yeah, just gotta keep it, casual and innocent. Oh, and that is the last one. So, I hope you enjoyed my twackening. Dirty. This is my twack. Oh, there's the Benadryl kicking in again. Okay. I should stop now before I go too far. Okay. Anyway, thank you very much for listening again, and I will see you later. Mwah.